Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Longtime friend of mine, somebody who's always serving with honor, is my friend Bob Salerno, Police Abington PAL, Police Athletic League, and donating his time, and just a great, great all-around guy with a lot of friends, Peggy Myers among them, and of course, our great police chief, Patrick Malloy. We love our, you know, we love our chief as well, but Abington Police. But PAL is such a great program that we've talked about. And, you know, I don't know, I just said to Dan in the commercial break, I don't know if you realized that we have some friends who've met each other. I don't know if it's through us in some of our events, but Hope Danoff, also with Bridges for Hope, and she and Bob, I don't know how you guys connected, Bob, but it's good morning. But it's so cool that you're doing all of this with Abington, you know, with PAL, but also with Hope Danoff.
Bob?
Good morning.
Bob, you there?
Are you there? Hello, hello.
Hello, Bob.
Tried to give him a great intro. Tried to give him a great intro.
That was a fantastic intro. Oh, there's
right,
Bob.
There
hey,
Bob.
That was good. Can you hear me now?
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Did you hear the intro, Bob? That was a great
We're
intro.
We're like a one of those phone commercials, right?
That's how I usually make my entrance. I
yes. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me? That's a Verizon commercial.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Hope Danoff is a very extraordinary person. She's an awesome lady. She has a drive like I've never seen. And actually, one of my very dear friends who helped us at the Building Bridges for Hope was the one who really introduced me to her, which is my good friend Tracy Crockett Mayer. And, you know, she's also involved with Building Bridges for Hope with mm-hmm. just a heart of gold, with along with people like Amanda Bray and Bill Matthews, just a great bunch of people.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're rocking and rolling there as well. It's just always a new adventure for me.
So I knew that you wanted to, I know that you have some upcoming events. Obviously, you can always use volunteers, whether people want to donate their time, their money. But take us through some of the things that you're involved with and what's going on.
Well, we start with the Police Athletic League.
Yep.
Police Athletic League, as you know, you're a board member as well as I, mm-hmm. and it's really, really a great place. I mean, we could have 100 kids a night there on a weekend, Friday and Saturday night. And, you know, we keep very busy. We keep them off the streets. We give them a nice, safe place. And there's a lot for them to do there. There's a full-size basketball court. We run basketball programs. We have game rooms with, you know, pool and air hockey and PlayStation 5s. There's other rooms where they could go into with arts and crafts and bingo. We do movie nights, trivia nights. We have another room now that we use for the kids that just want to hang and chill a little bit. So it's a really great organization. And yes, it's we're getting more kids and we're getting more programs. So obviously we could use more funding. So, you know, anybody who would really like to contribute to, you know, we really make a difference in these kids' lives. And this is what you've got to understand. You know, we try to set them in the right direction. Some of the ones that may be going down a long road. And, you know, it really makes a difference. And I could see it because I have, you know, them coming back now as young adults with kids telling me, you know, what a difference it made, blah, blah, blah. So it's really a good investment, not only in the children, in our community, and anyone who would want to invest in it. You know, you're just abingtonpal.org. And, yes, there's volunteer opportunities to help us out. We always look for volunteers as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a dynamite organization, and it's what our chief would always say, it's pre-maintenance for our children.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a great, great organization.
So are there some upcoming fundraisers? I know there's one with the Keswick where people can go to your, I think, Facebook or social media site and, right, and you can join, right? Has that drawing happened yet with the Keswick where you can get, you know, a year's worth of tickets, that sort of thing?
Yes, and you should be able to pull that up on our website. Now you get it's actually 6 months. It's from from July 1st to December 31st, and then we'll go on from there. So it's like 6 months worth of free shows for two, very good seating. The tickets are $10 a piece, 3 for $25. Yes, they are still available. That's a really great drive there because, you know, it's whoever wins will win all those tickets every show, for every show at the Keswick Theater. So, yes, that's still very much in the making. And, you know, if you want to donate, now's a great time to do it because, you know, with the ticket sales, you know, you invest in, hey, you may get lucky and win. We also have a PAL casino night coming up. That'll start Saturday, May 17th at 7 o'clock, and that's at the Knights of Columbus. It's at 235 Limekiln Pike in Glenside. It's $40 a ticket, $70 a couple. And, you know, there'll be entertainment. There's prizes. There's open bar. You get $100 in chips. I mean, it's just a yeah, fun night. And there again, that's also on our website. We will have a bingo night coming up at the North Penn VFW on June 6th. We'll be planning a there'll be a holiday party in December. There'll be an Oktoberfest in October.
Yes.
So these are
Halloween.
Things that we're working on coming up. Well, that may not be in the making this year. I think what's going to happen is the Oktoberfest and the Halloween party may take its place this year.
Okay.
I think it's time we may try to move into something a little bit different. But the Halloween party, I feel, will probably be one of our biggest events.
Fun.
And, you know, so we're really going to make it a fun time. So you really got to check with the website to see what. And there's Peggy Myers always has wonderful
yes.
surprises there.
Peggy does a great
job. Always,
yeah.
And then, you and I haven't missed one yet.
I know. We love it every year, dressing up.
Yeah.
So.
We do.
And what about what's coming up with Hope Danoff, or with our friend Hope? What are you doing? What's the next event for her, Bob?
So we're always working on little events, mm-hmm. but I'll tell you what we do have coming up, and it's a fundraiser dinner. Now, here's the thing: it's a really nice restaurant, Aviva Restaurant. It's at 1236 Montgomery Avenue. It's in Narberth, PA. Tickets are $150 for dinner, but now this is not only for a great cause, but we start off, it's a nice restaurant. We start off with a cocktail hour, then we move into dinner, and then we'll have live entertainment. We have a very professional DJ who really only hits the hot spots, and he's very nice enough to donate his time. So we'll be having that. So it'll be a fun dinner and dancing event. Now this will be October 23rd of 2025. But here's the thing with that, too. You could go on our website. It's buildingbridgeswithhope.org. And you could go into events, and you could buy the tickets. And we have an ad book we put together. And we're selling half pages, full pages, business cards, $200 a business card. And we kind of urge the businesses to help us out. Because what we're doing with this group is we are working on the homeless people with mental illness, drug-addicted people, and, of course, one of our things are veterans. We believe that there should not be any veterans on the street whatsoever. It's just unheard of in this country. So we are going to make sure that we put a change in that as well. Our plan, too, is along with feeding and doing different things, we're going to be opening up a small cafe or maybe even a larger cafe, depending on what we're going to do. And we're going to start off in Norristown. It's going to be called Max's House in tribute to Hope's son.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to only hire the homeless, and we're going to retrain them.
Mm-hmm.
And her and I got some great news that some businesses that we know, after we're done training them and working there at the cafe, they will hire them and help them get, you know, so they would get them back in the work field. Mm-hmm. And, you know, get them back in society here a little bit, try to get them off the streets. And we have a toll-free hotline that they could call 24/7 for resources that we do. And we'll be right there to help them, you know, per phone call to get them to the right place. So this is really a great organization as well. And we're really moving along. But there again, anybody that'd like to help out with that, you know, we're not building like a homeless shelter, but we're having like a resource center.
Right.
And where we can get them help. And we have the right connections now to do this. So, and just like I said, buildingbridgeswithhope.org. But Hope, yeah, it's very, very amazing lady. She has, if you could, you go on a website, you could read her bio. She's, everything she's been involved has been a major success.
Yeah.
And this will be as well, because with her drive and myself and, Tracy and a few of us that are really, really are into this and really care, we're going to make this happen.
Well,
and we're making it happen. I've never seen an organization come together as quick as this one did. So we're really on the move here.
Well, Bob,
you know I can't sit still, though.
I know, and I love you, and I love hope. But so often people say, "Oh, you talk about all the bad news of speaking to me." You know, from 6 o'clock in the morning, all the so-called bad news of the day. And so, Bob Salerno, you and Hope Danoff, you're people who are part of the solution rather than being part of the problem, as the old saying goes. And so, I always just love touching base with you. You know, finding out what you're involved with, as well as with Hope and so many others, because this is real, this is tangible. And by the way, when you do this, for example, it helps for taxpayers to not have their taxes going up, right? Because this is a volunteer, this is donated money, this is a volunteer situation. And so to me, I think it's a win-win for all of us. So just wanted to celebrate
totally
you.
Totally volunteer.
Yeah.
Yes, for totally volunteer, yeah. And yes, and we're... it'll be beneficially to the community as well to have these people off the streets and back into a society where, you know, hopefully they can continue to survive and move forward. So having them off the streets would be a win-win situation for everyone, I believe. So it's also a good thing to, and we hope to expand this. I mean, our goal is to start off in Norristown, but we hope to move on to other areas as well to keep this thing going and expand it as much as we can. And I really think that the way it's going, I really think that that's a great, great possibility.
Yeah. Well, Bob, thank you so much. I hope you have a blessed Easter Monday, and I thank you, and we'll continue to check in with you. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
You made my Monday, Bob.
It's always great. It would be great to start my week off this way. Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you sometime soon.
See you soon.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.